You're listening to a Kindling Conversation podcast with Siobhan Hunt.
You may have heard in the news this morning about a company that makes electronic toys for kids, VTech Holdings. It's been hacked with over 5 million customers, including 200,000 children, affected. Still Garion is a technology expert and can explain the details of this story. Hi, Still, how are you?
Hi, well, thanks, Siobhan.
So what kinds of toys are we talking about that can get this sort of access to information about parents and their kids?
The brand VTech is perhaps not as well known, but some parents may know them under the name Inno, I-N-N-O. So they've sold the Inno Tab branded tablets for computer for kids, and also the kind of Inno TV gaming systems and others. We believe around 18,000 parents in Australia, at the very least, caught up in this particular data breach. And one of the things that some of the toys do is communicate via the internet. And in the case of, I think it's the Inno Tab, certainly one of the others, one of the first things that happens when you turn on the toy and first start using it is that it asks the user, and obviously in most cases that's going to be a child or a child in conjunction with their parents, asks them to create a user profile which includes giving the child's name and also taking a photograph of them so that they can appear in their profile.
Would I be right in saying, I mean, as a parent, I imagine I would only buy something like this as opposed to using an iPad because I'd think it would be safer.
And that, you would think, would be the case, yes, because an iPad or an Android tablet is a general-purpose tablet computer. It's capable of downloading all manner of apps. And you would think, quite reasonably, that instead of going to all of the trouble of setting up parental controls on one of those general-purpose tablets, that if you buy a toy specifically for children, and particularly for children under the magic age of 13, which is where they're legally allowed to start making their own decisions about what technology to use, that you would be more protected. Unfortunately, the case is, as is the case with nearly all of these big data breaches we hear of, somewhere back at the mothership for the company is a database of all of their customers. And time and time again, we keep hearing that companies simply aren't able to protect those databases. Sometimes it's a simple mistake because the hackers only have to find the one thing that the defenders forgot. But quite often, and this seems to be the case in the VTech case, that they built their back-end technology years ago and haven't taken care of it.
Which seems crazy, but I mean, look, apart from the appalling breach of privacy, what can this information be used for?
We've got kind of two aspects to this. One is the general purpose. Why would anyone steal data and use it? The short answer to that first question is that credit card data isn't really worth that much money to hackers anymore, because the banks and the card companies have got much better at detecting fraudulent transactions and immediately shutting down the card. So instead, the hackers who are motivated by this criminality are trying to get identity information, building up a profile of names, addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, and so on, because then they can take over someone's identity. That's called identity theft. And then once you have enough points of ID, if you like, belonging to a person, you can start doing things like opening credit cards in their name, which are then legitimate credit cards, or opening loan accounts and borrowing $20,000 cash and disappearing. And if you have their identity details, you can do that again and again with different banks.
And so I that's see- worth And I assume, sorry to interrupt still, but I assume that makes sense when it comes to adults because you have to be over 18 to have a credit card, right? But what should parents be worried about with this kind of breach of information when it comes to their kids? I mean, you mentioned they've got their date of birth, they'll have photos, they might have addresses. Is that the case? I mean, what other information do they have?
I will just mention that most of the details in VDEC hack were of the parents.
Okay.
And the parents' accounts because they are paying for the ongoing service to use toys online. But in the particular case of children, once you have email addresses, dates of birth and their photograph, then you do raise that very ugly possibility of someone saying, "Hello, little Susie, I see it's your birthday next week. Shall we play a surprise on your dad, Darren?"
Oh, isn't that awful? I mean, is there any way that...
I think, look, the thing to look on the positive side is that that kind of thing is much rarer than the straight-up criminal hack. And in the specific case of the VTech hack, the hacker has said that he or she is not going to do anything with this data, that they hacked them to prove, to demonstrate that their security was not up to scratch.
Well,
that's not always the case.
That's kind of... A relief. You're listening to Kindling Conversation. We're speaking with technology expert Steele Gerrion about the breach at VTech Holdings, which creates electronic toys for children. So, Steele, do we know, is there anything that authorities can do? Is the company taking any action? I mean, what can you do once this kind of information has been hacked? Can they negotiate with this hacker because they're saying we're not going to use it for gain, we're using it to teach you a lesson, so to speak?
The legal situation is tricky because VTech is based in Hong Kong and therefore comes under Chinese law. And just off the top of my head, I don't know how they handle data breaches and something that looks on the surface that it might be negligent. But what certainly anyone who has one of these toys should do immediately is change the password for their account on that. And if they're one of the 1 in 5, I think it is, people who, despite all of the warnings, uses the same password for all of their online accounts, they need to go and change the password in all of those accounts as well.
And is there a way that parents can find out if their accounts have been hacked, or do you just, if you have that kind of device, a device made by VTech Holdings, you just do it as a precaution?
Look, I would do it as a precaution anyway, but there is a site called haveibeenpwned.com, and pwned is spelled P-W-N-E-D. So that's haveibeenpwned.com, which is run by Australian security researcher Troy Hunt. He has put the data breach database, that's tricky to say, he's put all of that data in there along with a large number of the other big consumer data breaches that we've seen over the last few years. I thoroughly recommend the site. People can just put their email address in there and it will tell you whether your details were in any of those big data breaches in the last few years.
Oh, well, thank you, Troy. Steele, do you have any advice for parents on how they can guard against this kind of thing happening?
There's not a lot you can do directly because the problem is that it's the security at the other end of the chain has been at fault. It's not anything that you have done wrong, which makes it tricky. But what you can do is consider whether you really need to give real details to the people who run these services. For example, if a toy asks you to put in a name and a photograph of your kid, well, why not put in a nickname rather than their actual name? And why not put in a picture of their favourite toy or their favourite animal or something, or their favourite TV character, rather than a photograph of them themselves? And then when creating your own account, you can muddy the details a bit, have a separate email address that you use just for this sort of thing rather than, you know, your business email address, maybe throw in a relative street address, just kind of muddy the waters a bit. And certainly always use different passwords for different accounts online and use password management software to keep track of them.
Steele, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure, Siobhan.
That's technology expert Steele Gerrion. And if you'd like to go back and listen to any of that information, the interview will be online at kindling.com.au or you can download the podcast.
You've been listening to another Kindling Conversation podcast. For more podcasts, information, and music, head to kindling.com.au or check out our Facebook page. It's / Kindling Radio.